Blog Talk Radio.
Sean D today. He's over 100 years old.
Yeah, my back hurts.
Your neck and your back.
Yeah. Yep, I'm 31 today. God damn it.
31. I will be 36 this year.
Oh my God.
Holy old fuck.
I am. All right, so I don't have a shit ton of time today, so we're going to cram as much as we can. I'm going to try and do an hour. I got a job interview today, guys. Yay! I hope it goes well. COVID-19 has caused me to have to stop working, but I'm ready to get back to work. I'm possibly going into a different field that I've never been in before, so that would be really cool for my resume. Speaking of resume, like, mine's 6 pages long, and they wanted me to, like, print several copies.
What?
Yeah, so I've got all these different formats that you can make your resume look, and I printed all 4 out. But they're each 6 pages.
That's always you, though. You always got that long-ass story.
I know. I always overdo it. I'm an overachiever. I try. Doesn't get me too far in life, but, you know, hey, I'm not a rich white person who goes to school and don't do shit and still get that trophy and certificate that says I'm better than you. So, hey, I don't want to see that I need experience ever again, you know, because Trump's president, okay? So, I want that job. I don't care I don't have experience. You're going to give it to me.
Oh, yeah, we know you. You're
going to
go in there
like,
and tear it down.
I got to
you when it comes to that shit.
Well, we'll see. I don't even know how, with no experience in the field, that I got to respond at all.
Wait. To get you what you want. I know you.
All right. Let's get to it. So, Johannesburg right now is one of the worst places to be a woman. I thought that was, like, here, but no. According to a new government report, a woman is murdered every 3 hours in South Africa. That's a lot. And many are assaulted and raped before their death.
Oh my God.
The women of South Africa recently protested against the gender-based violence that seems to be spinning way out of control. Namakosazana Zaba, in her late 20s, says that the violence now resembles a country at war against its women. Enough is enough. Now, she said that a lot has been, you know, done to make changes, but there still is no change. She said it's been years. We are brutally victimized each and every day, every second. Am I next? I fear to live. The latest wave of outrage is sparked by the recent murder of Yunanin Merwetyana. The 19-year-old University of Cape Town student was raped and killed inside a post office by an employee while she was trying to collect a parcel. How? go to the post office, there's like a shit ton of people. How is it that this is? How is this even able to happen? You know what I'm saying? It's a post office. I know things are way different over there, but holy shit, dude, the post office. So, the latest crime statistics released by the Department of Police reveal the depth of the crisis. Nearly 3,000 women were murdered between 2018 and March of this year. This translates to 7 per day. The murder rate for South African men is also high at 50 a day. However, many of the female victims are brutally assaulted and raped before being murdered. In many cases, their bodies are disposed of in the bush or in the shallow grave. Wafali Magagbi has this message to men in South Africa. Very interesting names. It's crazy. I hope I'm saying them right. I'm so sorry if I don't. I mean, no offense whatsoever. Instead of you taking a life or instead of you raping a woman, seek help. Do not allow it to grow to a point where you no longer see me as a human being and you no longer value my life and you rape me and you kill me. The women called on government and the private sector to provide funds to fight the scourge. President Cyril Ramaphosa recently convened an urgent joint session of parliament to find a solution to gender-based violence. The action plan he presented includes setting up a $68 million fund, beefing up the criminal justice system, improving the legal and policy framework around sexual offenses and other forms of gender-based violence, and empowering women economically. Now, I like where this is going. You want to know why? How many rich white women do you think are raped? Now, I'm not telling you that rich women don't get raped, because yes, they fucking do, because the women assaulted by Trump were not poor women by any means. They were socialites, they were actors, actresses, what have you. But when you are economically held down and you are stuck in poverty, you can't get away from your abusive boyfriend. You can't get out of the situation that you're in. You cannot move away from bad areas. You cannot do pretty much anything. And it's like the class war, it's men too, but the class war continues with disparity economically, academically, and just with the gender-based violence, and also nationality and all that stuff has everything to do with it. But we have it's like a pyramid. And the tip top, now white women get raped all the time. That's not what I'm saying at all. When they are lifting up women economically, they're giving them an opportunity to get out of their situation, to get away from the abusive man, to get out of the, you know, bad area that they live in or whatever the case may be. We don't do this here in America. If a woman claims to be raped, even if we rape kit, now this is what pisses me off. They have untested rape kits at the police station. We're busy funding police by giving them military contracts that allows them to get weapons and all this artillery that they don't fucking need. This is where funding people and defunding authority in some bases actually works. If you put people, like let's say I say that I was raped, I go to the police, I do the rape kit. Rape kit goes and sits. They don't test it. The guy that I accused is innocent until proven guilty. I'm questioned what I did wrong and what I caused to get raped. And then this man doesn't get charged. And then if he does, they don't test my rape kit for so long. He gets off scot-free. And even if he goes to jail, it's like a slap on the wrist. Because disparity, it comes in all areas. Black women in America, not just like in Johannesburg, they not only are being murdered, they don't get good health care. When you are this country is the worst country to have a baby in. It is more dangerous for a black woman to have a baby here than it is in, let's say, Germany, the UK, Syria, Israel. But in Johannesburg, it's probably not so great right now because they do have this gender-based violence. But what he's doing is empowering the females and trying to help them get out of their situation. If they can move out of their area where there's less crime, they can actually do better. They can seek healing and get better. Because rape, when it happens to you, and when something bad happens to you, when you have, you know, these horrible things going on, it doesn't, it isn't just happening to your body. It's happening to your mental state as well. A lot of women end up killing themselves. And, you know, we don't think about that. I know people I've attempted many times. And I've succeeded, but I never stay dead, so I've stopped. I gave that up a long time ago. Not everybody makes it out of that situation even after it's been done to you. And let's say it's all over. It's out of your life now, but it's happened to you. It's a scar that you wear on the inside. It changes you as a person. You're never the same. So economically empowering women to get them out of the situation, I agree with this. And I wish that this is stuff that we would do. Instead of telling these women, well, you're the reason why this happened to you, and I'm sorry, and we're just going to whatever, they're actually trying to do something. Now, those who are found guilty of such crimes should not be eligible for parole. That's fucking awesome. We don't have that here. They gave me 15 years to life for a little bit of pot, and this man over here raped a child and got 7 years. So the system is broken. So he said, if sentenced to a life sentence, this must just mean what it is, a life in prison. Life in prison for committing rape and assault and, you know, a crime against women. I'm all for this. So Mabuselo Balsa, a gender violence expert and member of the Commission for Gender Equality, agreed. There are lots of women out there who still feel that the police have no clue about what domestic violence is. That's funny you bring that up because in Oklahoma, there's no such thing as domestic violence against a woman. It's not illegal and there's no law. Sounds about white. So sexual violence is sexual offenses act is. Sexual violence is domestic violence. Sexual offenses is domestic violence. If you are in a relationship with a man and he beats on you and you don't want to have sex with him and he forces you into sexual, that's still rape, that's spousal abuse, that's domestic abuse. But some places in America, we don't have laws against this. In fact, we still have child brides. My mother was a child bride. I don't know if anybody is hearing the show right now and you've heard some of our episodes. My mother was a child bride. Y'all get mad about other countries in the Middle East, but we have white men here that rape kids and then they get married to them. So, yeah. It's like the pot calling the kettle the N-word. Sounds about white.
That's fucked up.
It is. It's true. Now, these are places that you can do immediately something about it. Yes, you can. But see, in America, if I say this happened to me and he did it, they look at me. And they handle him with kid gloves depending if he's black or white or what color he is and what color I am and how rich I am depends on how they fucking act, and it all depends on where you are. But essentially, it should be the same on all levels. If I have a guy who kidnaps me and I'm 12 years old and he's sexually trafficking me and I decide to kill the man who does it to me, I can go to prison for killing the man who kidnapped me and sexually trafficked me. And that's true. That happened to Sinclair Brown, but she got out. We got her out. People went and protested, and activists came for her. She's out. But there are other girls just like it right now sitting in prison. Racial bias and the economic disparity between genders. It is just, racism has everything to do with capitalism. It has everything to do with the systemic justice, the systemic racism in the justice system. Like, we have a few different kinds of justices. You have justice for rich white men, which is they just get out of mostly everything. You have the justice that is for the poor. You're going to be paying out your ass and probably going to prison. You have the justice for the black man. They're going to plant shit on you and probably kill you before you can even get to the jail. And then we have justice for women, which essentially, unless you've got great standing, great lawyer, even then some, they still find a way. So I'm very saddened by the world and the way that we just treat humans and plants and animals to begin with and just how we do everything. But the thing is they are trying to do something. Now, we've been protesting for 18 years straight. That is monumental. That's amazing. 18 countries. We've had the biggest mass protest, the biggest civil rights mass protest that anybody's ever seen. Shit, Germany just had a big, big one for them and America. UK is having huge ones because they have their own police brutality. Australia, though, they're like arresting Black Lives Matter people. White supremacist people are running rampant. We've got a shit ton of shit going down. But those of you, yeah, there it is, the burps. I got an email. I was like, I listened to your show the other day and I didn't hear you burp. I was kind of hoping, and I'm like, okay. You're welcome. You're welcome, Jim42. So, I'm pretty sure that I held on to it. Why do you have your system sounds on?
Somebody's trying to call me.
And you guys, while we're at it, just remember how quickly the National Guard was deployed. How they had tanks and gear and guns and were there within hours. Remember that when there is no money for PPE or COVID tests or education or healthcare, there will always be money for military. And remember how much faster they got here than to Katrina or Houston. And Flint still has fucking bad water. I mean, did anybody hear about Trump making his newest rally on June 19th, which is in Tulsa, in the site where they massacred the fucking entire black town called Black Wall Street? They bombed a whole town full of black people after they were freed and fucking made their own. Did you know that? Did you know that there was a place called Rosewood? Turn your sound off.
If I turn the sound off, then I can't hear you.
No, the system sound. Right click. On your volume.
I don't use mouses.
Well, double tap your volume, dum dum.
Man, it's like fucking retarded. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
No, because you don't. You have to turn off your system. System settings is a different sound than me and you. You have to go into your settings. And go into your volume and turn down your fucking... I do it every time I come over there. And you keep undoing it. You need a different nut. about system sound.
Oh my god, my head hurts.
Because that's the system. Anyway, so I'm going to play this video that I think I feel like is important. Let's see if we can play it. Let's see. Taylor got. And that's the tea. Have a great day, everybody.